Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Workers at 15 local nursing homes are preparing to strike next week. Join us on the WBEN TroCare College Live Line, Shamika Burnett Matthews with 1199 SEIU. Shamika, good morning. What is the current situation with labor talks?
Good morning. Good morning. So we are currently in contract negotiations with 27 different nursing homes. My apologies, 26, as we just settled one 2 weeks ago, Shokoff Health Center in Niagara Falls, New York. The other 26 are now working under expired contracts, and we have a number of facilities who have voted unanimously to strike.
You have a lot of facilities. Is it up to 15 facilities there where you're prepared to walk off the job?
Yes. So 15 of the facilities currently in contract negotiations, workers will walk off the job. Monday, May 27th will be the last shift, and we will start the strike, a 7-day strike at 6 a.m. on Tuesday.
What is the mood of workers right now as they're going to work each day?
Well, right now, the workers, I mean, we're talking about healthcare workers. So, of course, they love their job. This is their passion. We have some workers who are just at 90 days, some who have been at these facilities as long as 40 years. They do not want to have a work stoppage. They want to be able to take care of their residents, but they also have to be able to take care of themselves and their families.
You know, we've heard of, you know, for some time now, especially at these long-term care facilities, at nursing homes, a lot of nurses say that we're underpaid, overworked, that something has to change on the job. Why is there a deadline now?
So really, in our Western New York nursing home, we're noticing a trend, unfortunately. Short staffing, lack of quality benefits, the wages are too low. So it's hard for recruitment and to improve retention when the ownership is refusing to increase the benefits for the workers. But instead, they're hiring outside agencies to come in and take care of the residents.
What types of jobs are we talking about here where these workers may be walking off?
So we are talking about every job inside these healthcare facilities that are unionized. That's with your housekeepers, your dietary, cooks, activity assistants, LPNs, CNAs, licensed practical nurses, certified nursing assistants, registered nurses, some occupational therapists, physical therapists, all different job titles.
What would happen if a strike does occur? I mean, is the state or whoever else might be responsible prepared to send traveling nurses or somebody else into these facilities?
So we would hope so. Currently, we are still bargaining. As soon as we finish this interview right now, we're back at the table. We're bargaining with each facility daily, all hours, every day. We don't want to strike. The members do not want to strike, but they just want to ensure that they're able to take care of themselves and their families. So what we're hearing is that the ownerships have reached out to outside agencies from other states, but we just can't confirm that yet.
Shamika, what would you say to a family that has a loved one in one of these facilities?
So I can tell you myself, although I'm an organizer representing these families, but I have a 90-year-old grandmother in one of these facilities. So this goes beyond professional. This affects me personally. And we want the families to know what I've told my family is this isn't because the healthcare workers don't want to take care of their loved ones, but who will take care of them and who will take care of their own loved ones after they leave the job if they can't afford to take care of themselves or their loved ones. They really need quality benefits. We're talking about not just an increase in wages, but we're talking about an increase in the pension contribution, the health insurance, and bringing the child care fund to these facilities so workers will not have to stress when they're coming to work.
Is there a bit of a vicious cycle going on where, you know, I'm kind of going all the way back to the nurses' strike of, what was it, 4 years ago now, maybe even five by this point? It's hard for me to remember, but all these kind of similar complaints by nurses, they walked off the job, and one of the key things was staffing issues. And, you know, part of the staffing issues would be not hiring enough people, but another part would be there's not enough people to hire. And now we're hearing this again, that staffing issues are one of these things that need to be addressed. Are there enough people out there interested in going into this field? And, you know, when they hear this all the time, that nurses are stressed out, does it make it a less desirable field to go into now than it might have used to be?
Well, understandably, during the COVID pandemic, you saw a significant drop in healthcare workers, people entering the field. They were fearful of what they may run into. Now, healthcare is back on the rise. People are wanting to get back into the field, to become healthcare workers, to take care of people. The passion is there, but, you know, people are picking and choosing where they go based on the benefit packages that are available. And unfortunately, our nursing homes, taking care of some of the most vulnerable population, they're the lowest paid.
All right, we'll continue to follow this as these negotiations are continuing. Shamika, thank you so much for joining us.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.